For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans, and thank you so much for joining me once again on A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Thursday morning. Good morning to everyone out there. I hope you're doing well. I've talked to several of you this week. It's been great. Appreciate your comments and some of your questions. And please always feel free to write to me. I love it. I love communicating with you all. I truly mean that. So yes, don't hesitate to write. I'll write you back as soon as I can. I also have a great team who, if I can't get to you, they're very diligent about letting you know when we'll get back to you. So please don't hesitate. We're very well aware that you're on the other end listening, and we want to do our best to always meet you if we can, the best way we know how. But look, I hope you're loving this. We're talking about be not weary out of Galatians 6:9. A little recap. Let us not be weary in doing well or well doing, because there's a due season coming, and you're going to reap if you don't faint. And we talked about how just because you might be weary at times doesn't mean you're unchristian or unspiritual or lack of faith or any of that nonsense. Just means you're probably getting tired and you're going to have to reboot, go somewhere, surrender it again, you know, kind of raise your arms in the sky once again and say, man, God, you got to infuse me. And I just gave you some things that I do at times if I'm sensing weary, because, you know, with anything, you know, you start out and maybe you're believing God for something, and yeah, it gets a little weary sometimes at times when you're going through the everyday and you think, wait a minute, is that thing that I really kind of put my sights on, is that ever going to happen? And, you know, God will really discipline you to enjoy each day on your way to that thing, right? Because if not, man, you can just start wasting some beautiful days and then weeks and then months and then years. So he'll have you really enjoy each day. Extract what you can from each day on your way to that Kairos moment, that opportune time, the now time, the answered prayer that you've been believing for. But I know for me, I talked about number one, I just surrender. I start sensing, you know, I'm getting a little dizzy, a little tired, a little anxious, a little frustrated. Something's gotten off, and it isn't God, it's me. So I just surrender. I go, gosh, God, you bring things whenever you see fit. You are God, I'm not. Breathe it. Breathe life where life's got to be breathed, right? Number two, I talked about make sure you get your eyes onto Christ now and not onto all those circumstances swirling. That'll make you weary real fast. So get your eyes onto God. Number three, recognize that God is sovereign. Romans 8:28, he is working all things, even though you might not be able to see it. He's working all things together for the good, for those who love him, for those who are the called according to his purpose. That's you and me if you have Christ in your heart. Number four, remember, brethren, you're not alone in the journey, right? Get around other people who can help build you up. Get into that Bible study. That small group, whatever, you know, there's like 25 million terms for that, but get into one. Get around your fellow brothers and sisters. Go to church. Get around some worship. You know, check your atmosphere out. Just see what's happening around you to build yourself up, to fight the weariness. You're not alone in this. And I just find that when I start combining some of these, it helps me immensely. And it'll help you too. So don't be weary in well-doing. It's coming. Get with some other believers. Maybe just take some time and listen. And just listen to what's working for them. And this is going to help you greatly. So join me for more of this. We're going to finish it out tomorrow on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. God bless.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.